الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف، وقال تعالى: وعاشروهن بالمعروف. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We have a nikah today, and we encourage the nikah to be done on a Friday, which is encouraged in the hadith. And the best time on a Friday, we feel, is just before the bayan gets finished, just at that time. Because at that time, most of the people are in the masjid. After namaz, if you have the Jummah bayan, the nikah, many people go away. Unfortunately also, many people just make, as soon as the imam is made salam, they go away, they don't read the sunnahs also. It's very, very important that we must read our sunnahs. Don't go without reading our sunnahs. And if we can, especially on a Friday, read two nafal also. But at least our sunnahs, we must read them, inshallah. And so this I learned from one of our colleagues, and I also try and emphasize it. And for our students also, encourage the people when they're having their nikahs made, and your own also, to have it on a Jummah. And at this time, just 10 minutes before the bayan finishes, make your bayan, and then 10 minutes before. It doesn't take long to make the nikah, have the nikah. So we get the barakat of Jummah also, all the people, the du'as of all the people also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring deen into our lives the correct way and the full deen. The ayat that I've recited, and there are many other ayat also that relate to the with regard to marriage. Marriage, we should understand, is an ibadat. It is not a social act that a person grows up now, boy, girl, now they must get married. No, it's an ibadat. And it's such a great ibadat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is half of your iman. By making nikah, you complete half of your iman. And in the balance of the half, that have taqwa, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Many of our youngsters also, who have a lot of lust in them, and then they feel to save themselves from marriage, from guna, they should get married. That is an answer, but the real answer is taqwa. Because we find many married men also committing gunas also. So it is marriage, if marriage alone was the solution, then a person, you wouldn't commit gunas after marriage. But even after marriage, these gunas of lust, many married men are also guilty of it. So the real thing is to acquire taqwa. And that is the effort that we can make our whole life and which we should make. And the command of it is very great in the Quran to acquire taqwa. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us make that effort. And taqwa is just a matter of being cautious. Just warn. Just know that Allah is present. Many people feel when we in public, we don't commit gunas. But when we in privacy alone on our own, then we commit gunas. So what we should realize, that we should not fear the people only. We should fear, have respect for people, but more the fear of Allah. When we're in public also, Allah is with us. And when we are in private also, Allah is with us. And if a person, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, if a person wants to commit a guna, but a two-year-old child is there, he doesn't commit the guna. The child just came there, now the child is there, now he doesn't commit his guna. So he's got respect and fear for the child. But Allah is present all the time, that we don't fear. So the essential thing is to build the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, which is what is called that the marifat of Allah, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, ihsan, darja ihsan. That is, a person knows, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, to worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah. If a person How many times we make our ibadat, namazes, etc. But in our namazes, etc., right from the beginning, Allah's thought is not there also. Many of us, we just Allahu Akbar. We didn't even make niyat. And some of us, we do make niyat, but still our connection is not with Allah. And then the whole namaz also, no thought of Allah Ta'ala, until salam. And actually namaz is the 5 times a day that we build our connection with Allah so much that in the balance of the 24 hours, Allah is still in front of us. That consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that we have to build. So nikah is also one of those things by which we can acquire this. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Women have also got rights. And the very fact that Allah mentioned their rights first, وَلَهُنَّ, that shows how important it is and how much we should give consideration to fulfilling their rights. مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ. Their rights are very similar to the rights which are upon them. They also have got rights, and they have to fulfill rights also. And the rights are similar. مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ. And all this is conditioned بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And what is ma'ruf? According to Shariat. What Shariat has said, what are the rights of the woman? Those are the rights of the woman. What Shariat has said, what are the rights of the man? Those are the rights of the man. And the other is according to how general society accepts it. A sober society, not a sick society. A sick society which hasn't got, do anything according to Shariat. According to the trends of the world, according to the trends of the kuffar, who are many atheists also, they don't have any regard for Quran, Hadith, for Deen, whereas the original thing is Deen, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. According who have got Deen in their lives, and they feel what are the rights of the woman and the man, those are the rights. So Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill those rights. With regard to that further, in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. With regard to the rights of the woman, that عَاشِرُهُنَّ مُعَاشَرَ, that is how you live in society, your social etiquette at home, how you live with your woman folk, it should be done, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Again, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The same that, according to the laws of Shariat, Allah has made man, Allah has made woman, Allah has made nikah, Allah made nikah and ibadat. And so Allah has fixed the laws, what the rights are, how the nikah should be made, what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the husband, all that Allah has fixed. And what is accepted in Shariat and by the people who uphold Shariat, what they feel, what are the rights, for the fuqaha, etc., we should go by that. Allama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani says in this ayat, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقِ بِهِنَّ وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَىٰ أَعْوَاجِهِنَّ فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ. Three things. In here he says that what is called ma'ruf, in there it comes. First thing is ihsan. فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ. That, and what is ihsan? To do a favor to somebody. There are three levels that people relate with one another. One is, you are good to me, I'm good to you. One is, you are bad to me, I'm bad to you. And one is, you are bad to me, I'm good to you. And that example we should take from a fruit tree. Children usually throw stones at a fruit tree. The tree doesn't throw down stones. It throws down fruit. So that is what we should have. When people are bad to us, we should be good to them. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي يَا أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That when somebody is bad to you, do good to that person. That person will be forced by that action of yours, that he will be good to you. He was bad to you, instead of you being bad to him, you be good to him. And when you are good to him, then he will realize also. Even if he doesn't like it, ka'annahunna. Allah Ta'ala says ka'anna. He won't be really like, but he will be. Itfa' billati hiya ahsan, fa'idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun, ka'annahu waliyun hamim. He will be like a very close and dear friend. Because he said, this person is so good to me. So that is also a very important aspect as far as nikah is concerned. Husband and wife, they live together. As Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has explained, if you got two dishes in a bag or something, and you just move it, you're going to get sounds. So husband and wife going to get together, you're going to have little arguments, differences between yourself. That's going to happen. That's a natural thing. You can't expect a husband and wife, they are first of all not brother and sister. It's haram to get married. And even brother and sister, both are not the same. She's a different girl, maybe from out of the family also. Maybe from out of your nationality also. You may be an Indian, and you may be marry a Lebanese girl, a Syrian girl. So different people you might marry. So the tabayit, the tabiat, the nature of people are all different. So in there, very important is to have this ihsan. Differences you're going to get. And when the one is bad to you, you be good to them. This attitude of me, tu, that should the woman say something, and I say something in return. So your mother is bad, your mother is bad. She speaks bad of her in-laws, your parents, you speak bad about them. That will never ever solve the problem. If there is a fire burning and you add more fuel to the fire is not going to stop. The fire is going to burn more. So when anyone puts fuel, you put water. So they say something bad about your mother, you say something good of their mother. In this way, you are putting down the fire. They say something bad about you like this, you like that. Don't you tell, and you also like this, you also like that. You say good to that person. And the minimum is to keep quiet. And in this way, you'll put the fire down. Otherwise, you'll stoke the fire. Fire is going to burn more. And unfortunately, which we see today, which is happening, divorces are rampant. Because we don't learn the basics of being. And just a few, one, two times, you just make summer and you speak good. And your whole life, you will get good enjoyment. And if you go for divorce, then remember, don't think another woman is going to be better or another man. If you went through a divorce, they want to know why that divorce took place. Because he's got a temper. Because she's got a temper. Because of that. So work on these things here. And our first marriage, let the marriage work. So the first thing, فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقْ بِهِنَّ. And be soft to them. Very, very important. This is more than ihsan also. Be soft to the woman. And in that way, you will tame her very quickly. She might be what you will call like she was a wild woman. You're coming from like the Western movie type woman. A wild woman. But if you just show softness to her, and you are kind to her, then you will be able to tame her. And like, for example, you have a dog, which is a wild dog. But after some training, it is so tamed that now your ishara, you're just one sign. Do this, it does it. Do that, it does it. Like that, she will become to you. So you should have a lot of rift, softness, and tame the wife. In the same way, some men also are like very wild. They got a lot of temper. So all this applies to both husband and wife also. The wife also should treat the husband. If he's got a temper, then handle it in a nice way. Don't you also become angry. Don't you make his temper. It was a small fire, he was angry. You said something, made it a big fire. Now it becomes worse. Don't do that. وَرِفْمِهِنَّ وَالصَّبْرْ عَلَىٰ أَعْوَاجِهِنَّ. And make sabr on their crookedness. From here we learn that a woman by nature, she is crooked. When it comes in the hadith, she is born, she has been created from the uppermost left rib of the man. So that is the most crooked rib. So in other words, you supplied the raw material, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, from what she has to be made. That is the crooked rub. So if the raw material is crooked, the product will be crooked. Don't expect it to be straight now. So accept it now. And this is what is for me. الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. The good men are for good women. If you are going to be good, you want to get a good wife. One good friend of ours, when his age came to get married, what a beautiful thing he told me. He told me, Maulana, make dua that Allah makes me pious. Because then if I'm pious, Allah says, الطيباتُ للطيبين. Pious man will get pious woman. Normally we don't think of being pious, but we want to get married, the woman must be pious. But what about ourselves? And the woman look for a partner, they also don't think of being pious, but they want a pious husband. So if we become pious, we will get a pious husband. And afterwards when Allah blesses for children, for the children to be pious also, we all like our children to be pious. We make dua also. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَ زُوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَ زُوَاجِنَا. Grant us from our wives. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّاتِنَا. And our children. قُرَّةُ الْعَيُنْ. The coolness of the eyes. And when will that come? When they have got piety, deen in them. And that will happen if the husband got piety, his wife will have piety. Wife got piety, husband will have piety. Parents got piety, children will become pious. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should be engaged in his ibadat, and he thinks about his children or he sees his children, small children, then he should put more devotion in his ibadah. And he said, I'm doing it for them. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. That those children whose money was preserved and looked after because their parents were pious. And Allah Ma'alusi says, the parents of the 10th generation up, they were pious 10 generations down. Those children's money, Allah made the system to be that it must be looked after. So if we worried of our children, we don't have to give them school, university, education. Teach them what is deen, Quran, hadith. Make them alimas. Let deen come into their lives. And this knowledge also, not only the words, but the noor which is in there. Al-ilmu noorun. So that is what must come. So in this way, if we will make our So when she will say something, if you can expect it, you make sabr. And in that you will get results. And if you don't make sabr, she said something, you slap her. A woman hasn't got so much physical strength, but her tongue, lashing, she will give you such a lashing. The wounds that come with sticks and stones, they heal again. But the wounds that come in the heart, they don't heal. They become wider and wider. So she's got that weapon with her. So you don't try and use your small weapon, and then she's going to use her big weapon, her tongue. So have sabr, and make sabr on it. In this way, you'll have a wonderful nikah. And if the nikahs are good, children are going to be good. And when homes are going to be good, communities are going to be good. And when communities will be good, societies will be good. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Today, with all, we are living in a Western world. We are living in a world controlled by the kuffar. And the kuffar system is in everything. So we feel, how many girls feel, parents feel, more than the girls, the parents, give our children a university education, so that if they have to get divorced, they can earn for themselves. So by this, we are already inviting divorce. Why we are giving a university education? So that if they get... Why are you thinking of divorce from now already? Marriage is not for divorce. Marriage is to make the marriage, to make it work. It's not for divorce. Or if the husband passes away, already from now you're thinking negative, then how are you going to be positive in your marriage? So we should be positive. And a woman who go out to universities, etc., and they gain their degrees and that, they are of a different type, a different, completely different. For them to, they haven't made Islam their basis. So it's very difficult then to for that. So give them deeni, bring them up according to deen. Give them deeni education. And then see that what wonderful connection Allah will give. May Allah Ta'ala give all the Muslims understanding in the marriages, happiness, and let us be connected with one another in a wonderful way and enjoy and make what is the ayat of the Quran, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنٍ, happiness in the family. And you are the imam, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, the man is the imam in the house. All he has to do now, make effort that his wife, children also become pious. Then he will be imamul muttaqin. If they are muttaqin, he will be imamul muttaqin. But if he doesn't make the effort, and they become fasiqin, then he will be imamul fasiqin. He will be the imam of the fasiqs in the house. So he must make effort. And also remember, results are not in our hands. Results are only with Allah. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But effort is in our hand. Allah made us mukallaf and responsible of making effort. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were those that nobody became Muslim. But they made the effort, they are 100% successful. Anyway, Allah give barakat in all the marriages and Allah Ta'ala grant every goodness.